Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of NCBA. We're talking about the battle over buzzards in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Kick off your day with free coffee and cookies and enter to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer, with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Ethan Lane is the new Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Busy working on a lot of things in D.C. for cattle producers around the country. One thing that he's taken a special interest in is a letter that was put together by several members of Congress, shipped over to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, regarding avian predators. For example, in our part of the world, black buzzards.
So yeah, the letter, the bipartisan letter that was sent to the Department of Interior is really a positive sign. Dozens of members of Congress and senators, bicameral, bipartisan, voicing their support with producers for some kind of movement on this issue. The Migratory Bird Treaty Act is not the Endangered Species Act. It is a multi-country treaty for managing these migrating birds, but it's working too well. We have 4.6 million black vultures and climbing in this country. And anybody who has them on their operation knows they have a lot more than they need. You know, when you get into calving season and you see these predators really start to have an impact on producers' bottom lines, we need to make sure they have the flexibility to take enough of those birds to manage the population down to a healthy point. That's not happening right now, by and large. We think the flexibility can be put into the system, and we're glad to see members of Congress from both parties sending that signal to the administration, to the Fish and Wildlife Service, that, hey, we need this flexibility. So we're encouraged by that. That's a step in the right direction, but it doesn't get us all the way to the finish line. We're going to have to keep making that message clear, and I hope that the Fish and Wildlife Service hears us if we can get a confirmed director. Rehalia Skipwith has been nominated. She's been waiting for confirmation. Leader McConnell could help this situation immensely if he would just go ahead and have that vote over on the Senate side and get her put to work so that we can have a full team in place over there as well.
The other thing you and I have talked about a couple of times is the Lesser Prairie Chicken.
Yep.
Any getting close to resolution there?
You know, I mean they're looking at those counts. Obviously, the birds are up, but they still have concerns about habitat. This situation has been kind of a free for all since 2014 with the original listing. We obviously saw that overturned in court, and immediately then the Obama Fish and Wildlife Service came right back in with a new status assessment, and that's kind of pulling into the barn now. We're going to see how that shakes out. It's been a frustrating situation because I think producers, ranchers have done their part. They have shown up. They've created habitat. The bird populations are doing well. And speaking from the perspective of our members in prairie chicken country, we've done all we can do. But wind energy producers have not stepped up here. We've seen oil and gas companies kind of be a little bit hit and miss with their engagement with those tools like the range-wide plan. And for this to really work, you need those impacts to do their part. It can't just be us. It has to be everybody in that equation. And we think that will is there, but it needs to be marshaled behind a pre-listing conservation solution. So we're hoping that can kind of gel here in the next few months. But I'd be lying if I said I felt real confident about it. It's a tough situation right now.
Now, we mentioned earlier that Ethan has just taken on the position of Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. So he's dealing with a lot of things going on in Congress, including things like wanting to see a vote on USMCA, which is still bottled up because of all the oxygen being drained out of Congress, out of the House of Representatives specifically, with talk of impeachment.
And I think we've seen now, for the better part of this Congress, Speaker Pelosi really try to avoid getting to where she is right now, where this is dominating the conversation, because it kind of forces her hand. We now have a train that's moving forward, and the Democrats need to kind of see this through to the end. They've got to go to the Senate at a certain point, and the votes don't appear to be there for any kind of substantive action. So it's really kind of an interesting dynamic to watch play out, but it's challenging for all of us that have a list of things we want to get done. We have an administration that's wrapping up 4 years, and we have some regulatory stuff that we want to make sure we get across the finish line. So for all of us that are in sort of, you know, productive Washington, this kind of, you know, circus act is really not helpful to getting those priorities across the finish line.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegge. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.